You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Where were you when the lights went out? 1-800-330-9999.
Went out a couple weeks ago with a bunch of friends. So I go into the bathroom and there's a light switch right next to the urinal handle. There's like four urinals, right? I'm at one of the other ones, but I noticed this light switch because it's in a weird spot. It's right next to the handle, Anna. Guy walks in after me, and we're doing our business, and he turns the light off.
What a weirdo.
Yeah.
Yep.
He turns it back on. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, man. I was like, I get it. It's a curious place for a switch. Makes you curious whether or not it works. I was like, well, really would have been weird.
But he did it on purpose?
Oh, no. He totally did it on
purpose. Okay. I wanted to make sure, because if he apologized, I would think that he did it by accident.
Oh, no, no, no. He did it on purpose.
That's what makes it weirder.
So I say what really would have been strange is if you turned it off and left it off. And this is while I'm washing my hands. And then he turns it back off.
No, that guy's had too much to drink and needs to go home.
I got out of there. I talked to another guy. He said he did it 20 minutes later.
Oh, my gosh.
It's weird.
Yeah, he needs to be escorted home.
It's weird.
1-800-330-9999. Where were you when the lights went out? Lori.
I had the lights go out when I was working at a nightclub in Las Vegas. It was like a crazy thing. All the lights shut down. All the music was going. The club was bumping. And then next thing you know, the lights are out. It's black. And it's a room full of people just like loud talking drunk. It was insane. Thankfully, it didn't last for more than 5 minutes.
Wait a minute. So the music stopped as well or the music stayed on?
Everything stopped. It was like a total blackout in the casino. Yeah.
Was it on purpose or was it by accident?
I mean, not if everything stops. No.
No, there was like an issue with the generator. Something like big happened in Maj Casino. It was years ago. Everything shut down for like 5 minutes.
It was basically all the plot lines of Ocean's 11.
No, I have. So my dad, back in the early 90s, used to have a nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
And the nightclub was underneath one of our restaurants, and it was called the Catacombs.
Definitely.
And it was decorated like you were underground caves in Italy. So there was a lot of little alcoves and all that. And we used to have a thing because the catacombs are reportedly haunted in Italy.
Of course.
So every night at midnight, all the lights would go out, the music would stop, and the spotlight would go up. And my uncle, Zio Tonino, used to dress up like the Grim Reaper.
Right.
And he would walk down the stairs. He would walk silently through the club, out the back door, and then everything would go back on.
I want you to...
That is cool.
I know.
That's what happened.
It was awesome. It was a very... cool thing. I'm shocked at how it might be surprising to you that the practice that they got away with at your father's personally owned nightclub with his Italian friends is not the same policy that they would have at, let's say, a major casino on the strip in Las Vegas where they just randomly turn the lights off.
That's cool. I thought it was part of the gimmick.
No, I think it is cool. I just, you know, right. It's also dangerous in a place like Las Vegas.
Mafia,
right.
Never hurt anybody.
Oh my gosh. Right. Oh. No. Why don't they do that at the Mirage? You're right. Why don't they do that, Anna? Cool. They should start that.
Cooler if they did.
Cooler if they did.
Where were you when the lights went out? 1-800-330-9999. Where were you when the lights went out?
I went into the club. I went into the men's room. Guy walks in after me, turns the lights off.
Weird.
Yeah.
So weird.
Did the same thing to another friend about 20, 30 minutes later.
Sarah, where were you when the lights went out?
I was in graduate school in upstate New York in the Gross Anatomy Cadaver Lab during a major snowstorm,
oh my gosh.
All the power went out, and we were in there with 20 kids and 16 bodies.
Oh, good. My gosh.
That is awful. Imagine, like, you just, like, feel somebody tap your shoulder and you start screaming.
Right. There was nobody next to you before. All of a sudden, it's your lab mate.
How long were the lights out?
We ran out pretty quickly because everyone was really freaked out.
Yeah.
As they should be.
Then we had to go back in and, like, clean up and finish putting everything away. So we had flashlight cameras, and it was terrible.
Oh, my gosh. This just is a great time for me to remind everybody, no running with your scalpels.
No, my gosh.
Running with scalpels. Hey, Lucy, where were you when the power went out?
The island of Curaçao. The whole island lost power.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you just go out to the beach and light a bonfire and drink? Because that's what I would do. 100%.
No, it happened after dinner, and the lights went on around 2 o'clock in the morning. So we actually hung out by the bar with candles, and we bought a deck of cards and just started playing.
I mean, that's where you want to be.
Right.
That's where you want to be when something like that happens.
If we're taking lights out requests, put me on that island.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
Andrew, when did the lights go out?
So I was in an escape room with a bunch of friends. It was like, you ever been in an escape room?
Sure. Yes, I love them.
Yeah. So this one was like pyramid Egyptian themed, and we were, you know, trying to figure out how to get out. And suddenly the lights go out. We go, oh, cool, I guess. This makes it a lot harder to get out.
Right. Well, when you can't read any clues, right, or see anything.
Right. So we spent like 20 minutes trying to navigate the escape room with no lights. And then we couldn't get anywhere. So eventually they give you that radio thing. We get on the radio with the guy. And we're like, hey, were the lights supposed to go out? And he goes, no.
No.
Right. Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
It's on the same circuit breaker as the bathroom or something. Right.
And so then he just let us out, and so it was pretty uneventful.
How anticlimactic. Yeah. You've been working for an hour and a half in the dark trying to solve the crime, right. The crime and try to get through, and then you realize, no, I just accidentally turned the lights off.
How does it end? That's the thing is, now I got to know how it ends. No. You put me back in there, you give us 45 minutes more.
Yeah, there's a voucher for next time.
Here we go.
Heather, when the lights go out, what happened?
Oh, my God. So I was in this, like, ancient elevator in Italy, which is where my grandma lives. I was with my grandma. She's kind of got dementia. I was with my 2-year-old daughter, and the lights just went out. The elevator stopped. We were trapped there. My daughter's freaking out. My nonna's freaking out. Everyone's freaking out. I didn't know the number for, like, 911 Italy. Everything was very scary. I ended up playing music to kind of calm people down, but we were trapped in there for like an hour and a half.
Oh my gosh, that's a long time. That is terrifying.
Yeah.
Brownouts.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I don't know. When I'm in a small place, the elevator's too small, I'll take the stairs. No thanks.
Yeah. No, I should have taken the stairs.
Not
if
me.
I see the lights flicker one time, I'll take the stairs.
I pile in. I'm like, listen, what will be, will be. Let's get on here. Because I can't climb up 2 flights of stairs right now. I'm wearing heels. Oh, well, I'm glad everything turned out all right.
It did, right? You didn't leave Nona there.
Yeah, I mean, it turned out okay. It was very scary for a while, and I do worry my daughter might be traumatized forever, but it ended up okay.